your schedule. I can stay on another hour, so how long you need, man? I just wanna know how you's getting along.
Okay, oh, I'm doing all right.
I thought I'd, if we're getting along sort of fast, I'd just maybe stop a few minutes.
Sure.
Sort of.
Yeah, we just knock off for a while.
Okay.
Now, let's see, what were we talking about? Oh, we're talking about boils. No, we're talking about Proud Flesh. Let's see.
Yeah, that's where we left off, talking about the maggots.
That's right.
They certainly done that up at this VA hospital in Atlanta.
Let's see. What caused his death? I don't know what he died from. Okay. A place where a person is taken for burial is a
graveyard.
And what is a corpse put into for burial?
A coffin.
Okay, and can you think of another word for that?
A casket.
Is there a difference between the two?
No, they're both the same. It's just some people call them coffin, some casket.
Okay, what's the ceremony?
That's a funeral.
Okay, and is the funeral and the burying in one ceremony, or are they two distinct?
Well, it's all a combination, you might say. They just preach a funeral maybe in a church, and then they carry the body out the grave, and then they have a little graveside service.
Okay.
All the same thing, I'd say.
And the family of a dead person are in?
In mourning.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Somebody might say to you, how are you? And you'd say?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Okay. Someone is concerned about something, and you say, oh, everything's going to be all right. Don't
worry about it.
Okay. A person who has aches and pains in his joints has
arthritis.
Okay. And what's another word?
Lumbago?
Yeah, or something else. It begins with an
rheumatism.
Okay. That's pretty well covered. Let's see. Now, there's a disease that begins with a D that raged at the beginning of the century. Some people said it comes from bad water.
Diphtheria.
Okay. And what's a disease that causes yellowing?
Oh, that's yellow jaundice.
Okay. If somebody has a pain in his right side, he's having an attack of?
Appendicitis.
Okay. Do you know any other names for this? Besides appendicitis? Any old-fashioned?
No, nothing but appendix and appendicitis is all I know it called.
Okay. If a person can't keep food down, he might?
He's sick of his stomach.
Okay. And what do you call the actual?
You throw up or vomit.
Okay. Do you know any other words for that? Maybe some yours?
Puke. I already call that.
How about tossing your cookies? Have you heard that?
No, I never heard that one. You either throw up or vomit or puke.
Okay. And a person who is this way is sick where?
Sick on his stomach.
Okay. Someone has some news he's just got to tell. So you'd say, he came over to me the news.
Come over to tell me the news.
Okay. A young man is seeing a lot of a girl, so you might say he is what, the girl?
He's courting her.
Okay. You know any other terms for that besides courting?
He's going with that girl. He's courting that girl.
Okay. So he is her?
He's her boyfriend, a beau.
Okay. And she is his?
She's his girl.
Okay. If he brings her home and takes her up to the door, they might stand at the door and he might, what, the girl, before he takes her in? He might put his arms around her?
He might put his arm around her and kiss her.
Okay. He asked her to marry him, but she decided she didn't want to, so she?
She turned him down and refused him.
Okay. Do you know any other terms for this? Like, if maybe he thought she was going to marry him and then suddenly she just left him?
Just jilted him.
Okay. Any other words besides jilted?
No, dropped him, jilted him, about all I can think of.
Okay. If a man and a woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and get?
Get married.
Okay. What do you call the man who stands up with the groom?
He's the best man.
And how about the girl that stands up with the bride?
She's a bridesmaid, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. What do you call a noisy celebration after?